Father, we are grateful today for the Lord Jesus Christ, for the privilege of being able to pray together in His name, for the realization that God hears and answers prayer. Meet our individual needs today as you see them to be, as we lean upon Thee. For we pray in Jesus' name, amen. If you have your Bibles today, will you open them, please, to the book of the Revelation, that portion of the Word of God we've been studying together for some time now. And notice with us the fourth chapter of the book of the Revelation as we read from verse 1. After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was, as it were, of a trumpet, talking with me, which said, Come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne, in sight like unto an emerald. And round about the throne were 24 seats, and upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunders and voices. And there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. And before the throne there was a sea of glass, like unto crystal. And in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were 4 living creatures, full of eyes before and behind. And the first living creature was like a lion, the second living creature like a calf, the third calf had a face as a man, and the third living creature had the face of a man, and the fourth living creature was like a flying eagle. And the 4 living creatures had each of them 6 wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. And when those living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth for ever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne, and worship him that liveth for ever and ever, and cast their crowns before his throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Now this is a rather long passage of Scripture, and there is a tremendous amount of material in it. Certainly we will not be able to consider all of that material in one sitting, but it does represent a unit of truth in the book of the Revelation, and we wanted you to have the whole story. We will go back and look at it bit by bit in this broadcast and subsequent broadcasts so that we will be able to get the whole truth of it. The very first words we read in your hearing today are from the 4th chapter of the book of the Revelation, where it begins, after this. Notice these words, after this. They are important because they indicate that we are at the beginning of a discussion of a new section of the book of the Revelation. Will you notice the very first word of the first verse? It is the word hereafter. Notice it carefully. It's an important word because in the original text, the word after this and the word hereafter are exactly the same. In the original text, you would read for after this, metatata, and you would read the very same word for hereafter, metatata. Now, will you turn back to the first chapter of the book of the Revelation for a moment? And notice the 19th verse where we read, Write the things which thou hast seen, the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. Look at that word hereafter. It is the very same word in the original text that is translated after this in verse 1 of chapter 4. Literally, it is after these things. Now, look at the 19th verse again, and we read, Write the things which thou hast seen, the things which are, and the things which shall be after these things. Go back to the 4th chapter, And notice the first verse with that thought in mind, where we read, John says, after these things I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was, as it were, of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be after these things. You will remember when we began our study of the book of Revelation, we told you that the outline for the book of the Revelation was found in the 19th verse of the first chapter. We refer to that as the outline placed there by the Holy Spirit, and we reminded you that it would be helpful if you made an outline of your own of the book of Revelation. We reminded you that if you choose to study the outline made by another individual, it could be helpful. But we reminded you that the best outline of any book in the Bible is the outline which is placed there by the Holy Spirit. And we told you that the 19th verse was an outline of three divisions for the entire book of the Revelation. John was instructed to write, first of all, the things which he had seen. And this he did in the first chapter. Then he was instructed to write the things which are, that is, the things which existed in John's day. And because John was a part of the same age or dispensation of which we are a part, the things which exist in our day. And as we have seen, John did exactly that in the second and the third chapters of the book of the Revelation. Then you'll remember the third part of the outline, as it is found in Revelation 19, write the things which shall be after these things. And that is exactly what John began to do in the fourth chapter of the book of the Revelation. Well, listen carefully now. From the fourth chapter of the book of the Revelation to the end is the third division of the outline of the book of the Revelation. Now, will you notice in the outline, write the things which shall be after these things. And John said in Revelation 4:1, after these things. And what happened? The Lord Jesus Christ said to John, come up hither, and I will show thee things which are going to come to pass after these things. What's he talking about, these things? Well, if you've been thinking with us in the book of the Revelation for the last several days, you know that the word these things refer to church things. These things refer to those matters which are presented to us in the second and the third chapter of the book. These things refer to the age in which we live, the age which is known as the church age. Because you will remember in chapters 2 and 3 of the book of the Revelation, we have presented to us the entire scope of the church age, beginning with that church desirable in the eyes of the Lord, described under the name of Ephesus, and concluding with that church which nauseated God, described under the name of Laodicea. We pointed out to you that Ephesus was the beginning of the church age, Laodicea was the end of the church age. And when we read in the fourth chapter of the book of the Revelation that we are going to discuss the things which come after church things, we realize that we are going to notice in the fourth chapter of the book of Revelation the next thing on God's prophetic program. The next thing which God had scheduled, when God is through with the church, what is going to happen next? That question is answered in Revelation chapter 4. When the church reaches that stage where it makes God sick to his stomach, and he says, I am about to spew thee out of my mouth, what is going to happen? Well, we emphasize here in Revelation chapter 4. Now, this should be of interest to us, not only from an intellectual standpoint, but from a personal standpoint. Because if we are living in the Laodicean age, as we tried to point out to you from the Word of God that we are, then the next thing on God's prophetic program vitally concerns us. Very simply put, what is the next thing on God's prophetic program? We'll look at it there. In the first verse of chapter 4, a door is going to be opened in heaven. That's the next thing on the program. The Lord Jesus Christ is going to open heaven's door. In the book of the Revelation, there is only one other time when heaven is opened, and it is closely related to the opening of this door in Revelation 4. So I would like for us to notice it. In Revelation 4, a door was opened in heaven, and John heard a voice which said, come up hither. Now, with that thought in mind, turn to Revelation chapter 19 and notice in verse 11, John said, I saw heaven opened. You will notice in the statement, I saw heaven opened, the door in heaven opened for the second time. In Revelation chapter 4, the door is opened for the church to enter. In Revelation chapter 19, the door is opened for the church to return to this earth. And so we are reminded again of the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, a drama in two acts. The first act in chapter 4, the rapture of the church. The second act in chapter 19, the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ with his church. The first act in chapter 4, the Lord Jesus Christ coming for his church. The second act in chapter 19, the Lord Jesus Christ coming with his church. The next thing on God's prophetic program then is the rapture of the church.